Yesterday we discussed four different afkeminas, halacha v'maisa, that are discussed in Yeredeya, Nilchus Svek Sveka, that depend on a different shitas, how does Svek Sveka work? Why we make, so we spoke about the Mishnah Melech Shaila, whether there's room to be mekel on a Svek Sveka, and welcome Isa Kares. He quotes the Ramah, says in Hilchus needed that you are mekel on a Svek Sveka, and he's not so convinced that it's correct. That was based on that Girsa and the Ramam, the end of Periktes and Hilchas Tumas Meis, that Sofik Deraisa Lechumra would be Deraisa by Nisa Koris. Girsa probably not correct, but that was what the Kes Mishnah put it such a Ksavya. Then there's a Dion in Poskim, what about would you say Svek Sveka Lekula to Pata you from the Mitzvah Sese? Maybe Svek Sveka Lekula is only on an Isa, because the Ramam sheet is that Sveka Deraisa Lekula. Mideraisa, that's only by Lavin, by Essen, Shev Shmeitzer with the Beis HaSofik, Ktsois with the Nesivas both say that by Mitzvah Sese they have a Hechachu from the Gemara. By Mitzvah Sese, even the Ramon agreed that Sveka Deraisa Lechumer Mideraisa. Then we had another Nafkamina. In Yerudea there's a major Machlokes. What's the din of Svek Sveka Keneged HaChazaka? Sveka the Rabban Lekula doesn't work in Keneged HaChazaka. That's the Shach and the Taz by Malicha we spoke about. But if it's Svek Svek Mitam Rav, so Ruba Vachazak Rubar, then what was the other? We had a fourth Nafkamina yesterday. Svek Svek Aluchumer, right. The Mishlah Melech raised the possibility. So Pshemishkop says that's inconceivable. Inconceivable, but the Mishlah Melech says it. The Mishlah Melech interprets Mishnais like that. Mishlah Melech interprets Mishnais like that. So there's a fifth nafkamina that I did mention yesterday. What's a din? A major machlokes harishonim, the beginning of Beitza, first daf in Beitza. What's a din of Svek Sveka Bedova Sheish Lamatirin? Because Bedova Sheish Lamatirin, Gemara says there in the beginning of Beitza, you cannot apply the rule of Sveka the Rabban Lakula. Gemara says if you have a Beitza, Sofik and Olda Biantiv, Sofik and Olda Be'er Biantiv, so you don't see, even though only a din the Rabbanon, even if one should assume that the whole din of Beitzah Shanol de Biyantav is only a din the Rabbanon, anymore has different explanations, different sheets why it's asa. The Beisilu, Shammai hold that it's not asa. Beitzah Shanol de Biyantav, Machleg, Bishammai Beisilu. So we pass him like Beisilu that it's asa. So the Gemara has different opinions, is it the Reis and the Rabbanon? So even going to those who hold that it's the Rabbanon, you can't say, Sofik Nol de Biyantav, Sofik Nol de Be'er Biyantav, that Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. Gemara says, no, because it's a Dovish Yesh Matirin. So you don't say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. What about Roiv? Bedovish Yesh Matirin. So who's on the bottom of the Rosh and Beitz? I think the Korban Nisano. So I think the Korban Nisano shows there's a Beferish Gemara in Beitz, at the beginning of Beitz, that Sveka de Rabbanu, that Roiv does work Bedovish Yesh Matirin. So Beferish Gemara, Roiv, if you have a Roiv Lahakel, you are Mekel Bedovish Yesh Matirin. And that's a major machlokes harishonim. What's the din if you have a svek svek lahakel b'dovah sheyesh lamatirin? So some say lahakel, some say lahachma. That's exactly the machlokes. The svek svek is mutam itam rov, so rov lahakel is accepted by dovah sheyesh lamatirin. But a svek svek lahakel is mitam svek adarabanu lakula, the way the Prima Gonim explain, because svek adaraisa lachum itself is only with the rabbanon. Or the way the Reb Shimichkop had his whole interpretation, his whole fantastic imagination, a whole interpretation, so then that doesn't work. By Dovah Sheyesh Matirin, you have no right to make such achrois lekula. I remember many years ago when I was in high school, so in the summertime there was only one shiur here in the yeshiva. So I don't know why I never went to the shiur. There was a European from BTA, he used to give a shiur here. I never went to the shiur, Mustamba was good. So three summers I learned in Brooklyn, in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. So I remember one summer, there was a boy who must have been at least 10 years older than me, who was learning Yeredeya in order to get smicha. He had learned in Cleveland, in Telzi Yeshiva, and then he was learning in Brooklyn in order to get smicha. So I remember how it came up, the whole conversation, 10 years older than me. So he tells me, little boy, when you learn Ksubis in the Yeshiva, so they tell all the Torahs, Rabbi Shemichkop, and Rabbi Naftali Trop, and Rabbi Baruch Ber, and all the different Torahs, he says, when you learn Yeredeya, Halacha L'maisa, the only Torahs that are always gehalten are Rab Chaim's. All the others are not always gehalten. That's the question. Rab Shimichkop has this whole fantastic explanation, and he gives you all the nafkaminas Ladina, and the question is, does it correspond to what it says in Shulchan Aruch? That's a serious question. Okay, you got to check it out. We had already five nafkaminas. Where they say svek svek alukula by kares, where they say svek svek alukula by esay, where they say svek svek alukula kenegat chazake, where they say svek svek alukula, where they say svek svek alukula davshesh matirin. All the topics are discussed on the page in Yeridea. So you have to be consistent, or you have to be machmer in everything. If you think that you're not sure which is the correct pshat, then you should be machmer in everything, or be consistent and take one shita all the way through. But to have full theories that you can't do. Okay. We said in the Gemara there were only two sveik sveikas. One is here, Ksubas Dav Tesam Aleph, and the other one was in Zvochim Dav Ayin Dalet, Shtei Taruvas. What was the case of Shtei Taruvas? Tabashal Avad Zorah, Shinasarva Be'elef. So the first step, before you get to the sveik sveika, why is it not bottle? So we mentioned that there's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Taisus. We didn't pursue it further, but it's important to pursue it a little further. So the Rambam said, because liyidbak biyotcha me'uma, just like the Mishnah says in Shabbos Daf Tzad Gimel, me'uma means kol shehu, that it doesn't have a minimum shear, usually for hoitzah purposes. That's the original machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Aloha shein tzvich l'gufi. He throws it out in the garbage. He throws it out in the street. He has the dovish alav v'dizor in his house as a rishus hayach. He throws it out in the street in a heap of garbage in the rishus harabim. So that's how it says. Reb Shimon says, you're not chai because it's ain't tzvich l'gufa. You don't plan to use it in the other rishus. And Reb Yehuda holds, the Rama Paschal is like Reb Yehuda, that aloha shein tzvich l'gufa is an yisad derais. So there the Mishnah says, what's the minimum shear for the v'dizor? So it depends. Is it wood? Is it metal? Is it plastic? What material is it made from? The Mishnah says no. Since the Pasuk says, Liyidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherim, so one is in violation of Lav Savi Sa'eva al Beisecho. If you bring a dovish alav v'dizor into your home and you get hanoah from it, the shiva is kol shehu. So the Rambam writes, Tabash alav v'dizor is afilu be'elef le'bata because of that word me'uma, just like it's be'kol shehu, so it's be'mashu. Mashu means you have the shiva for bitl. Like I say, chometz bepesach is mashu. No, you have shishim, it's not bottle. Even though you have chad betray, chometz bepesach is not bottle. Chumra mederabbanan, chometz bepesach is not bottle. So the Rambam says that it's mishum chumra davidazar because of ma'uma. Lead bak be'otcha ma'uma merachem pashup shat means that it's only bederabbanan. Probably doesn't mean that it's deraisa. That's alpi pashtus. And Taisus does not learn like the Rambam. Taisus says because it's talking about an expensive tabas. And they sell it in the jewelry stores in the village. They don't sell. You don't buy a pound of. Of rings. If you have toy rings, so those you buy a whole box full. They have however many fit into the box. Okay, you buy a pound of plastic rings. But if you're buying real rings, say each ring is sold individually. They say that's a dovish of a minion. It's not bottle of the rabbon. So you have to have shtei taruvos. If shtei taruvos, then the Gemara calls it svek svek. So there. The Shach and Yerideya and Simen Kuf Yud points out that there's a contradiction in the Rambam. How many taruvos do you have to say that it's considered a svek sveka? So by the tabas shalavad izore, the Rambam says if the ring of the avad izore gets mixed in with 10 rings, so they're all also, if one of those 10 rings, you don't know which one. If one of the 10 rings falls into another bunch of 5 rings, so it's already mutar. Taru Tashneh is already muta by Vadizar. Then the Rambam quotes another din that appears on the first daf in Beitza, Mishnayis, in Zroim, that there are certain Dvarim Chashuvim that are considered Dovish of a minion, that they sell them in the store individually, they don't sell them by the pound. So a Dovish Chashuv, a Dovish of a minion, is Aymid Bifnei Atzmai, and it's not bottled with Taruvis. So let's say you have, what's an example? A gozi perach, rimoni badon. A gozim from a certain community, and rimonim from a certain community, rimonim from the city badon. So those, they sell them individually, they don't sell them by the pound. It's a dovah chashuv. So that's not bottle. So the Rambam writes, unless one of the rimoni badon falls into 10, then one of the 10 falls into another 10, then one of those falls into a third taruvis. If you have 3 taruvis, and then it's mutum. So the Shachias, isn't there a contradiction over here? By Avodah Zarah, one would have thought there's more room to be machma by Avodah Zarah than by Shari Sur. Usually we're more machma by Avodah Zarah. So by Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, once you have Taru Vishniya, I call it a Svek Sveke. So why does it get right by in Hilchas Machos HaSuras? not by Avodah Zarah. He says, Gazi Perach and Moni Badon is a Dovish of a Minyan, and it's not Batal Midi Rabbanon unless it fell into a Taruvish Neandem and Taruvish and Taruvish Ashlishis, then it's Mutter. How come over here two Taruvs and over here three Taruvs? Shere Shach, unusual, Shach quotes is Mechutin, Rabbeinu Gershon, I don't know, no one that we ever heard of. He quotes his Mechut Rab Gershon, worked on this kash. He gives some kind of a teretz, shrach a teretz. So there's a long beer agro there. And it's Imiku Fyud, very long beer agro. People usually don't read. It goes on and on and on and on. And not till you get to the end does he give you the punchline, does he give you the teretz. So Rabbi Soloveitchik read it. I was surprised. He read the beer agro. And he said, over what I would never have understood what he said. So he said what the beer agro said. So he said, the Vilna Gaon says the fundamental difference. It's the Ramam Lishitosa in the Machlokes with Tosis. Why is the Tapas Shel Avodah Zarah not bottled? So if the Ramam would have learned the same as Tosis, the Tapas Shel Avodah Zarah is a Dovish of Minyan, because in jewelry store they sell every ring individually, then it would be the same as the Gozit Perach and Rimoni Badon, that you would have to have three Tarubasin, because there's a difference. But the Ramam doesn't learn like Tosis. The Ramam says, because of Exeris HaKosov, probably the Rabbanon, that it says means even Mashu is not Bapun. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Bir Agros says that there's a fundamental difference. By Tabas, that the Rambam thinks it's not a Dovish of Minyan, you really sell it by the weight, you don't sell it by the unit. Some rings they do sell by the weight. How much gold is there? They don't sell it by the unit of the ring. They weigh it and they charge accordingly. How much silver, how much gold is there in the thing? So the Rambam says there is a taruvis. Even with the Rabbanon is considered taruvis, but like Mishum Chumer de Chometz, that Chometz be Pesach is b'mashu, so Mishum Chumer de Avodah Zarah is b'mashu, probably with the Rabbanon, because that pasuk me'uma, li'idbach b'yotcha me'uma menachem. So when the Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah falls into the five Tabas, or the thousand Tabas, that's Tarubis Rishayna. Then one of those falls into the second one, that's Tarubis Hashnei. So Shtei Tarubis. The Gemara says that we're Mekel. The Chachamim were Machmim with the Rabban, and not Kam Velo Yosef. But by the Agoyze Perich and Mari Badon, it's a Dovish and a Minyan. So with the Rabban, we consider it as if each one is Oymed Bifnei Atzmai. I don't consider it as if it's a Tarubis. So it's not a Tarubis yet. So if one of the ten falls into another taruvis, you're not sure whether the one that fell in was the one that was also or not. So there we do consider it a taruvis. Then it has to fall from the second taruvis into the third. So then the third taruvis is called a taruvis ashnia. Then you call it svek sveken. It's not really a svek sveken. Is this the one that fell in? Even if it's the one that fell in, maybe it's mutter. The whole thing is shem echad. They said that doesn't call this svek sveken. The Gemara calls it svek sveka al derech. Al derech losh and mushal is not really a svek svek, not really. That's what the Rashba and the Torah Sabbais quoted the Riyah Zokin Hamafursim Bala Teisvus. He says bichlal there's no such din as svek svek. The only case of svek svek is shtei taruvus. A din shtei taruvus. The Vilna Gaon says the taruvus harishayna doesn't count as a taruvus by chaticha ruil leskaber by dovish b'minyan. Because Mederabbanan, I say each one is choshev emid bifnei atzma, it's not b'tarubis. So till it goes to the tarubis ashniya, that's the tarubis arishayin, and then the tarubis ashlishis is the tarubis ashniya, Mederabbanan.
We also see in the one of the Amksubis in Yadalit, it talks about Amanas Isa being a space faker. Mark calls these Lashon space faker of Amanas Isa.
Yeah.
So we see over there that that's also shemesh by the Mark calls the space faker, so the same charge of the
uh-huh. Okay, well,
she gives two shots on that, though.
We'll have to learn that Gemara. That's a very negel halacha, that Gemara. We are Mekel. We're Mekel. Even though by Sofik Mamza, the Asid Nidrabana, but by Sveik Sveika, we are Mekel, like that opinion. That Sveik Sveika by Mamzeris is Lahakel. Shaila, how far do they go with the Chumra Nidrabana? We'll have to learn that Gemara. Good. There is a din. Those who learn Baba Kama, Perik Merube, there's a Tosis there, has a Kasha. And Taisus gives a Yishuv, and the Shittim Kibetzes comes up with a different answer. That's quoted Halacha Lamais in Yeridaya. That we have a din, Dovish Yesh Lamatirin is not Batl. Dovish Yesh Lamatirin is not Batl. So that's only if the thing was Aser, and then it fell into a Tarubis. That's a Maisusheni. Maisusheni, you're not allowed to eat Chutz Li B'Shalayim. But it's a double shesh matir, and you can be poided and take the money to Yerushalayim. You can bring the whole tarubis to Yerushalayim. Unless it's such a gigantic tarubis, it's going to cost you a fortune of money. It's zoch lehotzi olav hatzos, then it's not called a double shesh matir. But if it's a normal tarubis, you can take the whole thing to Yerushalayim and eat it, b'kedusha v'tahara, or you can be poided onto the value on money and then take the money to Yerushalayim. It's not a big deal. So then it's double shesh matir. There's not going to be batel chutz liyushalayim. So there's a shita mukubetzes mavakam, and that's quoted halacha lemaisa and yeridei. We pasken like this. When do you say dovashesh matirin loy batel? That's if it already was aser and then it fell into a tarubis. What if the iser is not led b'tarubis? Something is b'tarubis, and then it becomes aser. Becomes aser in the tarubis. So then the shita mukubetzes says that you don't apply the rule dovashesh matirin loy batel. Apparently the Rishonim say like this, there are two dinim in Tarubis. There's one din, if an Issa falls into Tarubis, it loses its identity in the conglomerate, so it becomes batel. Then the other din is, if something is b'Tarubis, it prevents the Issa from setting in. So when do you apply the rule, Dov Shesh Matir and Loi Batel, you have no right to be Matir, they bitel if you have to be Mevatel on Issa. But if you have a tarubis and it prevents the is from setting in, that applies even to Dov Shesh Matir. So that's quoted La'aloch in Yeridei. It's quoted in Orachaim also, in Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif. They have a din, Mashkin Shezavu, is also Bachilu. That's the first stuff in Beitza. The Gemara quotes Mishnah is like that. Let's say you have grapes. And accidentally the grapes... The grape juice oozes out from the grapes. So mashkin shezava b'shabbos to be yontif, you're not allowed to drink. Zereshema yischot, he may enjoy it so much, he'll forget that Shabbos yontif, you're not allowed, even though yontif echal nefesh is mutter, but the Gemara said b'feresh, you're not allowed to squeeze out grapes on yontif. Even though echal nefesh is mutter on yontif, the Gemara said you're not allowed to pluck off fruits from the tree on yontif. Tosis discusses why. Tosis gimel amud aleph beitza discusses why. Why isn't that also included in Eichel Nefesh? But for some reason or another, it's not. Whatever, either Menator or Midrabban, whatever, it's also. It's also to pluck off the fruit. So there's a Mishnah in Psochim, middle of Mach Mishanago, that you're not, if I know the fruits fell off of the tree on Shabbos Yontov, that's Peres on Eishrim, you're not allowed to eat it. Gzere Shema Yitlosh. He may enjoy it so much, he'll get carried away with himself, and he'll rip off some more fruits from the tree. So they made a gzera d'rabban, even if it fell off of the tree on its own, you're not allowed to eat it. To remind people that tlish shezos, and ashken shezov, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice from the grapes, from the zesim anovim, it's a din deraisa, we assume. So the Gemara says, even if the mashkin was over by itself, mashkin shezov me'aleim, also you're not allowed to drink a gzera shema yischot. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have the following case. Let's say the fellow has a wine press, and he has a big... bunch of grapes, and he has a heavy thing with a big board on it, with a hole in the middle of the board, a round board, and he has a heavy weight on top of the board. And as the grapes, as this is pressing down, so the juice goes out and it falls down into the board on the bottom, the container on the bottom, and then the heavy thing keeps on going lower, 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 lower. Every hour it goes down another inch till it squeezes out all of the juice. So the Shulchan Aruch has the following case. You have, let's say, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you already pressed out a lot of the grapes, and there's a lot of juice on the bottom of this container. There's already a lot of juice from Erev Shabbos. Then in the middle of Shabbos, you see that it went down an inch or two, some more juice came out. But whatever, the amount of juice that came out should have been bottled b'shishim. It's considering how much juice there was before Shabbos, how much juice possibly came out now, you should have shishim against it, but it's a double shesh matir, because mashkin shezov, you're not allowed to drink on Shabbos, but mitzoy Shabbos mutar miyat. So would you say that it's bottle or not? So on the Shulchan Aruch, they call both in Yerideya, in the simit about double shesh matir, and in Arachayim, I think it's in Hilchos Yontif, but it really should have been in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's a negir to Shabbos and Yontif. Yisav is not like the tarubis. The second that it came out, and it was already bottle b'shishim. So the shishim prevents the yisuf from setting it. It never had a chance to become mashkin shezov. So the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that there are two dinim in bitl. There's one din that bitl knocks out an iser. If an iser existed, then it falls into a shishim, a roid, whatever the case happens to be. So the Rav is mevatel it, and then there's a, so that doesn't work on a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. And then there's another din that if something is noilad b'taruv, so that prevents the Yisa from setting in. So that works even with Davar Sheyesh Matirin. So Rabbi Akiva Eger has Haoris on Yerodeya, printed on the bottom of the page. Just they write historically, Rabbi Akiva Eger had different sets of Shulchan Aruchs. So when he passed away, so his children, he has sons. So one son went to South Africa, and he printed a Shulchan Aruch in Johannesburg. People couldn't believe that it's Johannesburg, South Africa. They thought there's a Johannesburg in Austria. But it's in South Africa, it's not in Austria. So it says on the first page, on the Sharblot, it says, this has Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Ramot, the Shach, and the Taz, and the Vilna Gaon, and big letters. It has Rabbi Akiva Eger. How come Rabbi Akiva Eger's bigger letters? Because it was printed by Rabbi Akiva Eger's son. So he wanted the world to know that. I have my father's Shulchan Aruch. He printed in Johannesburg, in South Africa, a whole set of Shulchan Aruchs with Rabbi Akiva Eger's and big letters. Then the other son had a different set of Shulchan Aruchs from his father, also had Haoris written on the side. He printed it in Lemberg, in Europe. So and they had different Haoris. He wrote different Haoris and a different set. There's no Stiris. He wrote on the different ones. And now they have, in Eretz, they put out a Shulchan Aruch with Rabbi Akiva Eger HaShalem. They put together all the Haoris Rabbi Akiva Eger from the different editions from South Africa and from the editions from Lemberg. They put them together and they have HaShalem. Fine. So in the Yerideya, in Hilchas Oysa V'Ezbenoi, there's a din if you shecht a cow, a female cow. If you shecht a male cow, it's a machlag zatanoi. And it's a sveka the din in Yerideya, whether the din of Oysa V'Ezbenoi applies. Even though that's what it says in Chumashor Oysa Oso V'Ezbenoi, so we don't pass like the Chumash. We pass like the Torah Shemalpeh. It goes Oso V'Ezbenoi. Oso, if it's the father, that's a sveke the dina where they say choshishim lezer ha'av, rein choshishim lezer ha'av. Is there any yachas between a father and a child? By human beings, of course, there's yachas. A person is a kohen or a levi or whatever, a goy. If there's a mixed marriage, so the b'umas haloch achar azocher, to determine what the status of the child is, whether the child is a maleki or a mitzri or a daim or whatever, all depends on the father, not on the mother. By Jews, it depends on the father, kohen levi Yisrael, what shave it is, and by goyim, it goes, and by behemoths, the Gemara has a machlek satanim, whether the vlad is only mistaches after the mother, because the mother carried the vlad for so many years, for so many months, or the vlad is also mistaches after the father. So it's a din of osu ezbenon. So if I shecht, let's say, I shecht the mother, and then I know which vlad you're not allowed to shecht. And then this vlad runs into a corral and it got mixed in with a whole bunch of another 5-10 animals. I can't identify which is which. All the behemoths look the same to me. I can't tell the difference between one or the other. So min haTorah, the din is that it's bottled b'roiv. Chad betrays bottle, yovish b'yovish, amid the rabban. And I said, balechaim chashibi v'loi b'teili, you're not allowed to shecht any of them today. You have to wait till tomorrow to shecht any of them. Min haTorah, it is bottled, but rabban is not bottled. Rabbi Akiva discusses, and Hilchas Oso Ezbenoi, he quotes a machlokes acharonim. What's the din if you had this para had a vlad, and I can't identify the vlad already. The vlad got mixed in with a whole bunch of other vladas. And then I shecht the para. So the Oso Ezbenoi is nullad b'taruvus. When I shecht the mother, the vlad is already b'taruvus. If I shecht the mother, I know which is the vlad, and then the vlad runs into the corral. So that's a din balechaim chashivi v'loi b'teili. It's a din of the Rabban, but the Chaim are not bottom. Here we're talking about a case, the Vlad already was Nesarev, Bacherim, before I shecht the mother. Then I shecht the mother, so maybe I should say here, Balachayim Chashiv V'loi B'teli, doesn't apply, because the Yisur is Noilad B'taruvus, just like Badav Shesh Matirin, if it's Noilad B'taruvus, so you say it is bottle. So maybe over here, by Balachayim Chashiv V'loi B'teli, maybe you should say the same. Rabbi Kivege quotes a Machlokes Achreinim about that. Why is there room to distinguish? Why does some Achronim insist that Noilad B'taruvus, Isa Shenoilad B'taruvus is Batel, only applies to Davar Sheyesh Matirin and doesn't apply to Balechaim? Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, of course it's right. Like the Vilna Gaon said over there in Simen Kuf Yud, Balechaim Chashiv V'loi B'teili Mid Rabbanan, and you say that it's not a Taruvus. Each one is Atzma. So the whole Davar Sheyesh Matirin, there is a taruvus, but the halacha is you have no right to apply bitl b'roiv. Asher tochlein abisa, tochlein abisa. We'll explain in a minute what is based on. Why Davar Sheyesh Matirin not bottle? But it is considered a taruvah. So the Mela, we say there are two dinim in taruvah. There's one din that if you have an iser falls into taruvah, the royav is mevatel it. So that din doesn't apply to davar sheyesh matir. But you have another din that a taruvah, if you have a royav, the royav prevents the iser from setting in. So that's only when you have a taruvah. So balechaim chashiv v'levitel, you have no taruvah. Each one is emet b'fnei atzma. That's what the Vilna Gaon explained. Why is it that in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, by Tabash Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says taruvah sashniyah is already muteris, and by the Goyz at Perach Imani Badon in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, the Rambam says over there you have to have shalosh taruvahs. Why need shalosh taruvahs? Why isn't shnei taruvahs sufficient? So the Vilna Gaon, after a long, long arichas, pages and pages printed in the Bir Agro, because he wants to explain up the first four sifim in Siman Kuf Yud. He wants to explain everything. So he gives a long arichas, and then the last five lines, he gives it a punchline where he explains the teretz on the Rambam. That there's a difference between, he says, the Rambam l'shitasa, the tabah shel avodah zarah is not batel, it's not because it's a davar shebiminyan. If it would have been a davar shebiminyan, it would have needed three taruvahs also. The Rambam holds that it's not talking about a davar shebiminyan. Tabah shel avodah zarah is not batel because of chumra davodah zarah, because me'uma, so there really is a taruvahs. It's like chametz bepesach. That is not batel. So it's not batel because of a chumra. If you have taruvahs hashniyah, it's ready mutam itam svek svek. But if you have a davar shebiminyan, so davar mit b'fnei atzma mit the rabbanon is considered as if you don't have a taruvahs. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that's the same thing over here. When you have a davar sheyesh l'matirin is not batel, it is b'taruvahs, but that's a chumra mit the rabbanon. We'll explain why that is not batel. So that chumra is only if the yisur was already in effect, and then it falls into taruvahs. So the taruvahs cannot undo the yisur. But if it's not a taruvahs, then it prevents it from setting in. Right. But if it's balechayim, by us it's not balechayim. Balechayim in the rabbanon is not considered a taruvahs at all. So therefore, even the other din that whatever is not a taruvahs, taruvahs prevents the yisur from setting in. That din can't apply over him because in the rabbanon is not considered a taruvahs. Yeah. How do you understand the two dinim the Gemara has? The Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza that Beitza should all be yontav as a davar sheyesh matirin. So therefore, it has two chumras. One chumra normally you say sveika de rabbanon lekula, but davar sheyesh matirin we don't allow sveika de rabbanon lekula. And the second din is that normally when an isa falls into a heter, you have shishim against it, so it's batal b'ray, batal b'shishim. So davar sheyesh matirin is not batal. What do these two things have in common? Beitel doesn't apply, but davar sheyesh matirin, and sveika de rabbanon lekula doesn't apply. What does sveika de rabbanon lekula have to do with beitel? The Gemara says just like this, therefore that. What's the just like so too? It's very unclear in the Gemara. So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shilpas, which he wrote as a teenager, we're all retarded. This man wrote a commentary on the Shilpas as a teenager. He didn't know he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. He married Rav Bitzel Valozhina, was the son of Rav Chaim Valozhina. So when Rav Chaim Valozhina passed away, he took over the yeshiva. And then the Netziv married the daughter of Rav Bitzel. So he's very quiet, and they didn't realize what a big Talmid Chachma was. And he was sitting writing this beer on the Shultas. No one knew about it until he started up a correspondence with the Radal, Rav David Luria, who lived in a different city. So once they noticed that they got a letter in the mail from the Radal to this teenager, and someone started to read the letter, he didn't realize he was writing to a teenager. Thought he was writing to a big, prominent rabbi. Rabbi Gifter, when he was in high school over here, he used to correspond with all the rabbanim. He used to have such a good Hebrew style, a real rabbanish style of writing, and Rabbanish handwriting also. It didn't have like an American child. So the Rabbanim thought he must be one of the major rabbis. He didn't realize he was just 13 years old, a little boy in the dormitory across the street, and he was writing letters to all the Rabbanim. So the Netziv also. So the people in the family started to read the letter that the Radal sent. That's when they realized what a precious Talmid Chacham they have here. They didn't realize what a big Talmid Chacham was. Anyway, so he has in his commentary on the Shiltas, he explains, what's the common denominator between the two dinim? Why do you say by davar sheyesh matirin you don't allow sveika de rabbanon lekula? We say, why should you eat it today? A beitza, safik nolda b'yantav, safik nolda b'erev yantav. So beitza shenolda b'yantav is only the rabbanon. The Gemara has different opinions. Some hold that is their ice. But if you should say it's only the rabbanon, Why don't you apply Sveika Derabban Lakula if you have Sveika Asura, if you're not sure? Gemara said, because Dovshesh Matir and you have no right to be Mekel. Then the Gemara said, Nisarva Bacheris, Bacheris Bacheris, everything is Asa because Dovshesh Matirin is not Bottle. What do the two have in common? So he explains the following. He says, the din is at Sveika Derabban Lakula. Is it Mutal Hatchila to set up the situation? Mutal Hachnas Atzma Lesveika Derabban? Is it Mutal Hatchila to set up a situation? I'm going to put on a four-cornered garment with that says Sveika Derabban, whether you chayv in tzitzis or not. So is it Mutal Hatchila to put on such a garment? If you fell into a situation where you're stuck, so then you say Sveika Derabban Lakula. It's an emergency heter. But Lachatchila also leads us, that's all the Rishonim Muslim. Also leads us, Sveika Derabban Biyadayim. So Magen Avraham like that, and Hilchas Tzitzis. Also leads us, Sveika Derabban Lachatchila. So Kula, that's the Nadi Behuda writes in the Tshuva, that that's a Machlaikas Ha Rishonim. Whether it's also leads us, Sveika Biyadayim or not. So someone asked the son of the Nadi Behuda, your father writes that it's a machlekes erishayim. Where's the machlekes erishayim? So he dug up a Taisus somewhere. It's Zvachim, I think. He says there's two lines in a Taisus. That's what his father is referring to. To have it in the Tshuvas, it's called Nadi Bihuda Chelek Gimel. Nadi Bihuda only has two halakim, Kama and Tinyana. And the Chelek Gimel is known as the Shal Tshuvas Drisha Tzion. That was by the son of the Nadi Bihuda. Very nice truth.
Shiva Tzion.
Shiva Tzion. Shiva Tzion, right. Shiva Tzion. So he shows where the Taisus is, yeah. So the Netziv explains, it's also leads us Sveika Derabban. You're not allowed to set up a situation l'chatchila where you're going to be Mekel on Sveika Derabban al-Kula. If you fell into a situation, let's say the Rishonim say like this, the sphere assignment bismana says only the Rabbanon. So therefore, Bein Hashmash is Safik Yam Safik Laila. So if a person counted sphere assignment Bein Hashmash, but he ebbed his Yotze, and he doesn't have to count again later on. It's not such a big difficulty. So let him count again, believe Bracha later on. But let's say if he counted Bein Hashmash, then the next day is a Shalik and he continued to count. So you say that Sveika Darabar Lakula, but he ebbed his Yotze. Would you say it's Mutter Lachatchila to count Bein Hashmash? So Taisa said like that, Mutal Lachatchila. So the Ran, at the end, in Gemar Psochem, on the Rift, the last page of the Ram says, why is it Mutal Lachatchila? Also leads to Sveika Darabon Lekula Yadayim. We're not allowed to be Maknes Lachatchila. That's the whole basis of the Din, the Dov Sheish Lamatirin. You don't allow Sveika Darabon Lekula, because also leads to Sveika Darabon Lekula Yadayim. So if you have a Dov Sheish Lamatirin, you have a choice not to eat it today. You can only eat it once. Let's say the Beitzah Shalom. You can only eat it today on Yontar, or eat it tomorrow. He has a house full of food. He has a refrigerator full of food. So why should he eat this bait? So that's questionable. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till after Yontar. There won't be any question. So his decision to eat the bait, suffering no the Yontar, his decision to eat it on Yontar, that's like creating Sveika Derabbanan Biyadayim. Also leads to Sveika Derabbanan Lekula Biyadayim. It's an emergency. So there's no emergency. He has a house full of food. Eat the other food. So that's what the Netziv says, that's the same pshat. Why is it that Dovish Eish Matimin is not bottle? Because we have a div, Eim Avata Nisa L'chatchila, Bitl B'roiv, a Bitl B'shish, whatever, is only B'dievet. L'chatchila, there's a din der Rabbanon, it's not a din der Reis, L'chatchila, there's a din der Rabbanon, Eim Avata Nisa L'chatchila, they quote their Raivet Sheet is, Eim Avata Nisa L'chatchila, sometimes in Isa der Reis, and we don't pass like that. We pass an Eim Avata Nisa L'chatchila is only the Rabbanon. Shach points it out, and you're there, Simon Tzadik Tess, that we don't accept that Ravid Sheet. The Rishonim dispute this right. So there is a din, aim about the Nisa L'chatchila, not allowed to mix in the Nisa L'chatchila. So let's say they have in the store different products. They have different products. Some of them don't have any Issa at all. Some of them have an Issa that was already in Nisarev, and it would be bottled with Shishim. You have Shishim against it. So there's a prominent rabbi, Rabbi Abadi, he says, what are all these kashrus organizations making everybody crazy? We know that these products have shishim against the Issa. So it's batal b'shishim, shayim, the mutter. So what's the problem? Why do you have to give ashgachas? If you know that the volume of the Issa that they mix in is batal b'shishin. So it's batal. So what's wrong? And it says anyone who does want to eat food that has a tarubis aviser is batal b'shishin is a chashash apikursus. Because we have a tradition, there's a din of bittal b'shishin. You see, you're not allowed to be mefakbek on that. So what do you need all the hashkachas for? What do you need so many kashrus organizations for? Making money. What do they need it for? If you know it's batal b'shishin, it's mutter. So the answer is, a whole group of acharonim say, if you have a choice when you go to the store, you can either buy the product that doesn't have an isa mixed in at all, or you can buy the product that has an isa mixed in, that's batal b'shishin. So your decision to buy the product that has the isa mixed in, which is batal b'shishin, your choice to buy that product is a violation of eima batal isa l'chatchila. Because if you don't buy the product, you're not being mevatel it. If you buy it and you eat it, then you're in violation of eima batal isa l'chatchila. Eima batal isa l'chatchila is only when it's nageya. Let's say the Pnei Yeshua has the Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua by the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. The Shalosh Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua gives the following mashal. Let's say the family finished eating chicken, and some of the children left over some chicken on the bone. So we have a dog, and we give the dog whatever leftover chicken with the bones, the dog will enjoy it. So let's say we have a little nevela for the dog. I don't have to buy glatt kosher food. So I buy nevela meat for the dog. But we have, let's say, leftover chicken for the table also. So let's say I throw in the dog bowl, I'll throw three pulkas of kosher chicken that the children left over, and then I'll throw them in a tray for chicken, and now I can't identify which is which. They all look the same. Am I in violation of Eima Batan Yisrael HaTchila? So the Bnei Yeshua writes a Dov Pashit, no, the dog can eat Nevela. Eima Batan Yisrael HaTchila is only violated if you mixed in Heter, if you mixed in Iser into Heter, and you're going to rely on the Bittel Beroiv. You're going to have a Jewish person eat it. You're going to have the dog eat it. So what's Eima Batan Yisrael HaTchila? It's irrelevant. Eima Batan Yisrael HaTchila means to rely on the Bittel Beroiv. So let's say I didn't mix it at all. In the store, they have different products. Some of them have an isa mixed in. We have shishim against it, and there's room to say bitl shishim. And others don't have any non-kosher ingredients. So if I'm going to choose to buy the product that has the isa mixed in, that's my decision to use it to rely on bitl shishim. But if I don't buy that, I'll buy the other one. So I'm not in violation of Eim about the isa l'atrila. If I choose to buy that one, so there's a group of achronim who say that decision itself is a violation Aveim about the Nisa l'chatchila. So the Nitziv explains that they're both dinim. By Dov Sheish Matirin are really the same. At Dov Sheish Matirin, there's no bitl beroiv, and Dov Sheish Matirin, you can't say Sveka Darban l'kula. It's the same thing, because your decision to eat it today, a yontif, and it's mixed in. That decision is what's invoking the bitl b'shishim, bitl beroiv. If I wait till after Havdalah, I'm not relying on bitul b'raif. If I decide I want to eat it today, I have a house full of food. So your decision to eat this food today, you are invoking the din of bitul b'raif. So that's a din. You're not allowed to invoke bitul b'shishim unnecessarily. You could have avoided it. Wait till after Shabbos is over, and you wouldn't have to rely on the suffix nol de beyond. And it's nesar b'achir. So it's the same regarding feka d'rabban l'kula. Sveka Rabban Lakul, also litzo sveka the also l'adam l'hachnesas atzmo the sveka the Rabban Lakul. If you fell into a situation, if you counted, you were davening in shul, and then they counted sphere, and you weren't thinking, you didn't look at the clock, and you see, oh, gevald, I just counted sphere ben hashmashim. So, but yeah, but we say that you yotze because sveka the Rabban the sphere samim is banas as the Rabbanon, and ben hashmashim is a sofik yam sofik lan. So you yotze, but yeah, but sveka the Rabban Lakul. But to count sphere l'chatchila ben hashmashim, so that's the run. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ran. Also, litzos sveka the rabbanon l'kula biyadayim. You're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. So that's the same. Every case of dov sheish matirin, don't eat it. You have a house full of food. Eat the other food. If you're going to decide to eat this beitza sofik and all the miyantav sofik and all the be'erav yantav, then you're machnes yourself l'chatchila into a relying on the kula of sveka the rabbanon l'kula. Sveka the rabbanon l'kula is only an emergency kula b'di'evit. Also, leads us to the
Kula Biyadayim.
In the case
of Tzvira Sa'omer, we say that a Bracha Shem Tzvicha is the Raisa, and are you being also putting yourself into a Sa'omer Tzvicha? In that case, because the next time you can't Tzvira with the Bracha, to be Baruch Hashem Tzricha because he may have not been answered the day before.
If one assumes that Bracha Levatola is Daraisa, I mean, the Ashkenazim follow Tosef, that Bracha Levatola is only the Rabban. Even if you hold as Daraisa, most don't accept the Bahag's opinion that if you skip the day that you're not Yotze, out of respect to the Bahag, we don't go against his opinion. So if you miss the day, we don't say a Bracha. Mishim Kvaru Shalah Bahag, but we really don't hold like that. Okay. Okay, so this is a very rich topic. Yes, Svek Svek is a very rich topic. So what is Rav? Who's speaking? Omer Rav Loza. The bottom line, Achesim and Beis, the top line of Tesim and Al. Omer Rav Loza. If the man says, on his own, Pesach, Masoch, Matzasi, so there's a din of Shavi Anafsha, Chaticha, Bisurit. And the Gemara proves it. The Gemara says, my Kamashmalon isn't in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. What's the Mishnah in Kiddushin? To say that a woman, to establish that a woman is an Eshesi, she's basically a Dov Shebierva. So you really should need to wait. But if the person says on his own, I know that this girl is married to me. So he's not them, or the Gabi, and the girl says that it's not true. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So the Gabi, the whole world, is not a sufficient Biruv. Because a Dov Shebierva, you need to wait. You can't say Erechonem and Bisur. You need to Kasher Edom. But Shavi HaNapshecha, Tichad Yisur, Benola, Ben Atzma, Leatzma. As far as he's concerned, so then the Mishnah says, who also b'krav v'seh? He's not allowed to marry her sister, mother, her daughter, because of Isha Bita, Isha Bachoysa, and so on. That's Shavi Anav, Shechaticha D'Yisur. So Gemara says, so my Kamashmon, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Loza the Amora? Isn't that the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Shavi Anav, Shechaticha D'Yisur. So the Rashash points out, the Gemara should have said, it's a fantastic Chiddush. In the Mishnah, it says, Shavi Anav, Shebetaris Vadai. Here he says, Pesach, Pesach, Matzosi, and I don't know whether it's tachtov or eid or tachtov. I don't know whether it's ba'inus or b'rotzen. So it's only a sveka, it's only a suffix, not a vada yisa. So that's a chiddush. And the Mishnah says it's a vada yisa. Ani kidashli osoch. He says, Oim elisha kidashtich. I married you, and therefore I'm not allowed to marry your sister, your daughter, or your mother. So he's saying b'toris vada. And over here he's only saying b'toris suffix.
Isn't she saying far reaching? So, as far as he thinks she's lying, I
mean, if she would say,
he's only
that much
if she's
Makhishasa.
So he believes
right.
That she's lying.
He knows, he says, I know that she's lying, yeah. No, she says, I'm a psula. I'm not a bula at all, I'm a psula. She contradicts him completely. If she says, yes, I was Pesach Pesuach, and she says it was Eina Tachtov, so that's the end of the story. So you don't say Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisura. The Rosh says, we're talking about a case, she says he was never Baalai. He says, I got married yesterday, and we had Bir Rishonu last night. Pesach Pesuach, she said, never had Bir Rishonu with me. He's lying. So he knows that it's not true.
That's Vaday.
It's Vaday that he's, Vaday that is Pesach. He himself does know Pesach Pesuach, whether it's Tachtov Eina Tachtov, whether it's Bainus or Beratzen. The maximum he's saying is that it's a suffix. So that's a step more than what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, Kiddashtich, is Shavi Anafshi B'toris Vadai. Here it's only B'toris suffix. It's not a Vadai. Because she's an Eshes Kohen. So it's a suffix Tachtav Eina Tachtav. And this Katsha B'chusim B'ashal Shoyim Echad, suffix B'rein, suffix B'ratzim. For some reason or another, the Gemara didn't consider that a Chiddush. The Gemara says, what is the Chiddush of Rav Loza? What is he adding on over the Mishnah, over and against the Mishnah? Because in the Mishnah, he knows for a fact, Kiddashtich. He says, I gave you a ring and you were masking. Here he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, he's such an expert. It's the first girl that he ever had anything to do with. How does he know what he's talking about? Maybe Lo Kimla, I was never married before. So that's what one might have thought, that he's a Toya, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So Kamashman Rav Lozer, he's not a Toya. We assume that he knows what he's talking about. And you do apply Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisur. What's this din Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisur? So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, let's say he says Kiddashtich and she says it's not true, and then he goes and he marries her sister. So would you say that you give him Isha Bachoysa? Would you say that you give him a punishment based on his Haidor? He's going to marry her mother. The girl, he says Kiddashtich, And the girl says, I don't know who you are. And the mother says, I don't know who you are. And he goes and he marries the mother. He says the mother is a Isha Bita. Isha Bita is an Isa Misa. So would he get the death penalty based on what he says? So the Gemara says, Beferish none. That Shabi Anab Shechaticha Disura, so the Exer Sachoshin explained. Shabi Anab Shechaticha Disura is based on the Gemara in Krisis, but the Gemara has a Loshin. Adam Neman Alatzma, Yosef Emeyu Ish, Beino Le Beinatzma Uli Atzma. He's Neman Alatzma, Shabi Anab She. The key is the word Anab She. Adam Neman Alatzma, Beino Le Beinatzma Uli Atzma. In order for a person to get Malkus, a Misa for having violated an Aveira, that's an Oynish. So you can't have a self-imposed Oynish. I know that I ate chazer b'mezid, so I'm going to give myself malchus. I know that I was machal Shabbos b'mezid, so I'll commit suicide to give myself skila. There is no such thing. It has to be, Bezdin has to ascertain. You have to have a birut to the Bezdin, then the Bezdin has to impose the oynish. Can't have self-imposed oynish. So when he says, Shabbi anav shechatich esor kidashtech, he's only neman b'no lebein atzma. He's not neman legabi acherim. So as far as Bezdin is concerned, they have no birut that he did any aver at all. So therefore the Gemara says he cannot give an Einish. The Gemara has a machloikis in Kiddushin that the Pasuk says as biti nesati liish hazeh. So the father is neman to say kiddashti as biti. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. The father says kiddashti as biti when she was a little girl. The girl doesn't know anything about it. The father says, yeah, the girl is an Eish Hazish and her husband lives in Eretz Yisrael. And then the girl has an affair with someone else. The girl goes ahead and has an affair with someone else. The Gemara has a machlokes amaroim, whether she gets misa or not. Is the father neman to say kadash des bita even la onshin? Well, no, he's neman only to make an isa, but not the onshin. So we paskin over there in the maskana that there's no oynish. So the Osameach alashas. Years ago, there was a guy who was learning in a Miri yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Son Chalamad, he had nothing to do. There was no yeshiva, so he went to the Hebrew University, I think. And he looked in the manuscript department. So they had a manuscript from Dvinsk from the 1920s or something like that. So he thought it would be Chicago. It would be interesting to take a look what it is. And he found out that was the Orsamech's manuscript. They didn't know who it was. They just had a manuscript from the city Dvinsk after the war. The Nazis had taken a lot of books and a lot of manuscripts, and after the war was all over, so the American government, Americans, but the Russians and so on, they divided all the books. So some of the books, some of the manuscripts they sent to YU. Whatever they sent to YU was sitting and rotting away in the library. They never did anything with it. They had the manuscripts here of Rabbi Kivegis, Shabbos Agor Pilpulim, and Shabbos Shuva Pilpulim. It was sitting, no one was using it. So someone came in, he walked off with it. He printed it there, and didn't even write that he stole it from YU. He's not going to write that he stole it from YU. They'll ask him. He did a mitzvah. He printed it. It was written, I remember, Professor Sid Lyman showed it to me one day. Look at this. I was in the library. Look at this. Aksav Yavrab Shloima Eger wrote over his father's Pilpulim. Shabbos Agon al Shabbos Shuvud Rosh. It was never printed before. See, after around 15 years, around 15 years ago, it was sitting there since the war, after the Second World War was over. So after a long time, someone stole it because you could walk in and walk out with whatever you want over here. They have a lot of kisviyah. So they said the seminary has a lot of kisviyah, and Eretz Yisrael, the Hebrew University, has a lot of kisviyah. So this yeshiva guy, Greenwald, he was learning the yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he went to the Hebrew University. And he identified that this was the Orsamech, so he printed it. Orsamech alashas. Chidush Orsamech, because the Orsamech writes of the Chidush Ayarachti Bozeh. That's how he knew that it was the Orsamech, because a few pieces that are in this Ksav Yad were identical with what the Meshech Chochma writes and what the Osamech writes, and in his Chidush Malashas, he explained this. So the Osamech Halashas explains this. What's the Machloikas Hamaroim there? The father is named to say Kedashti Esbiti. If the man says Kedashtich, I married you, Shavei Anav Shechatich Yisura, he's not allowed to marry her mother. If he goes and he marries her mother, he's not Danish. The Gemara says that they all agree. But if it says Kedashti Esbiti, that's a Machloikas Hamaroim. So he says, that's the machloikis. What's the gedder hadin of ho'ov ne'emaloi mekidash di'ez biti? Is it that it's an emonis, or it's only b'tor shavi anav shechatich ed yisur? So if it's really a birur an emonis, then the daughter should get an oynish misa. So we pass on the maskana, no, just like shavi anav shei, chatich ed yisur, the man says, kidash tich, I'm not allowed to marry your sister, your daughter, your mother. So the father is neman to say on his daughter, it's also b'china of anav shei. You consider that also an extension of Shavya Nafshei, and therefore there wouldn't be any Einish. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes this also, and Ebenezi, without any Yor Samech Aloshas, without the whole exotic. Yor Samech writes it better, but the Pisrei Tshuva quotes one of the standard Achrayim. Pisrei Tshuva and Ebenezi quotes one of the standard Achrayim who says like that. That's Svara. Yeah, this is this is really Negeh LaHalacha. Should be Negeh LaHalacha. Should have been Negeh LaHalacha. What's the din? The husband comes home from the office and he wants to make love with his wife, and the wife says, no, she appears a nida. She's a nida and she can't be with him. Okay, she's a nida, what can he do? Then the next night, the husband comes home in the office. All of a sudden, the wife is very lovey-dovey. So the husband says, you told me yesterday you're a nida. No, yesterday I was tired, I was angry at you. She gives a whole explanation why she told a lie yesterday, but it's really not true. So the Gemara says that if a person backs out with an amaslo, if a person backs out from Meshavi Anafshe Chatiche Yisur with an amaslo, he's neman. And if an Edech and Neman Bisurim backs out with an amaslo, he gives a satisfactory explanation why they told the law yesterday. It said he can back out with an amaslo. What if two Edim give a Haggadah say this, and then they back out the next day with an amaslo? So the Gemara says the Sanhedrin, they're not nemanim. He cannot back out even with an amaslo. So the shayla is over here. Let's say the father says Kiddashti es biti, and then he gets into trouble because of that. There was a famous case here in New York 20 years ago, 25 years ago. A couple got divorced and the husband didn't want to pay money to the wife, whatever the court said she's entitled to, alimony, has to pay alimony. So he didn't want to pay the alimony. So he said, he made up a Baba Maisa. They had a little daughter who was very young. And he says, Kiddashti es biti, I was mekabel kiddushin for the daughter, and I'm not going to tell the wife who the chassan is unless she's mevatim on all the chiyuvim, unless she's meichel on all the money that the court says that I owe her. So the mother loved her daughter. She had custody of the daughter. Mother loved the daughter. She wanted the daughter should be muteris. So she didn't know what to do. And then this guy had this shtick, and then other people had it. Around four or five people did the same shtick. It was written up in the New York Times, the Chil Hashem, that the Jewish people know how to drain the way out of paying alimony by saying Kiddashti es biti. I'm not going to tell you who the chassan is unless you're mevater, unless you're mochel on all the money. So they did a class action. They went to court. All of these women whose husbands did like this, there is such a thing. You can go to court, and they brought all the husbands to court. What the vasachas? And so there was one lawyer, a Fruma lawyer from New Jersey. So the lawyer was suing all of these people for impairing the morals of a minor, because the child was a young girl. He made him into an eishes ish. That's against the law. You're not allowed to marry off your child when they're 5 years old. It's against the American law. So they were going to put all the husbands in prison. So when they came in front of the judge, so the husband said, no, it was a lie. I just said it in order to get the wife to be meichel on the money. I was never mekabel kiddushin for my daughter. So the shah, and we thought all along that it was a baba mice. It didn't sound like it was true. So the shayla was whether the man who says kiddashti es biti is inema to back out with an amasla. If it's really like shnei edim ksheirim, according to that opinion in the Gemara, that she would get an einish misa based on what the father said, meaning that it's like shnei edim ksheirim. So just like by shnei edim ksheirim, you cannot back out with an amasla. You shouldn't be able to back out with an amasla over here either. But we paskin that she's not nenish, I'll be what the father said. So if you adopt this pshat of the Osameach, that the Pisrei Tshuva has also from the Tshuvas of the Achrayim, that the father is never to say Kiddashti es biti, it's a form of Shavi Anafshe. It's considered also Anafshe when he says about his daughter. Just like if I say about myself Kiddashtich, that's Anafshe. So if I say about my daughter Kiddashti es biti, it's also an extension of Shavi Anafshe. So if it's Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisur, then you should be able to back out with an Amaslo. So there is a Talmud Chacham, he's still alive and kicking. There is a Talmud Chacham who wrote a long tshuva with a Pesik Tzdodim L'Hakel on this issue. And then he specially traveled to Eretz Yisrael at the time. This was a long time ago, 25 years ago or so. Traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and he told it over to Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was maskim with him, the Hakam. He didn't say whether it's maskim on all the six studim. Some of them seemed a little strange, but he said it's maskim, that he can marry them off. And one of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's sons was there at the time, and he said, that's true. My father said that she's Muteris Lehinase. The son of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman who was not there said, his father could never have said that it's impossible. But the son who was there said that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was maskim lehakam on the case. So the shaila was, this was one of the considerations, that the father's nemanis to say kedashti es biti is only an extension of shavi anafshe chaticha disur, like the arsamech, like the pischei chuvus, and the shavi anafshe amasla does help. Yeah, so the end of the story was, when the girl grew up, when the girl got older and she started to date and she got married, so that rabbi who wrote the chuvus, they were mechabed him. The mother lived in Canada. The husband lived in Borough Park, I think. He heard the shtick. The husband wasn't so learned. He heard the shtick from one of the gangster rabbis in Borough Park. He told him how to get rid of his wife by saying Kedash Tehazbiti. And I'm not going to tell anybody who until the wife is Meichel on all the money. So when it came time for this girl to get married, so they invited the rabbi who wrote the Tshuva L'Hokel. He was Masada Kedush. That the chasana was around 10 years ago. The story was 15 years before then.
If a woman says Pir Sanida, that's like closer to
Shavi Anafshe than to Ne'amanis? Pir Sanida is a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and the Gemara. If a girl says, let's say a girl comes to the community without a husband, she looks like she's single, and then a boy calls her up for a date, and she says, I'm sorry, I'm married. Eshe Sishani, okay? And then 2 months later, she gets engaged to someone she's going to get married. So the Beis Din calls him in and said, what do you mean you're getting engaged? But you said, hey, she says, Shani, I'm married. So she says, no, I didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings. He was on the who got him. He wasn't for me, and I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I said, hey, she says, Shani. And the Beis Din is satisfied with that explanation. They think that it's true. So the Gemara, that's a Mishnah. That's a Brisa in the Gemara, in Ksubis, later in the second parak. So if you give an Amasla on a Shavi Hanafshe Chaticha Di Sura, to say, hey, she says, Shani, is a davish of the erva. So the woman is nemenis to say she says shani go shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura. So then, for sure, a masla would help. And what's the din by erecha nemen bi yisurim? Erecha is really nemen bi yisurim. Here, this is on chav beis amir aleph in Ksubis, the second pair. The Gemara has around 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The line begins with the word liyavam. The line begins with the word liyavam. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan, by the tiny letter Lamed, Rishashama Eshishishani, Chazrama Pnuyani Namenis, Fegmar Vashavanap Shechatichad Yisur, Hefneimar Pigon, Shanasna Amasla the Dvera. She can back out from the Shavi Anafshe. Tanya Ramihachi, she says Eshishishani, then she says Pnuya, and if she gives the Amasla, she says they were anoshim sheinim who got him, so I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So that's a brisa that if she was only neman to say eshishishani, but Torah shabi anafshe chatichasim because dov shabierva, then you can back out with an amaslo. So then the Gemara has on the last two lines, boy minei shmuel meirav, ashayla machlekes rabbi shmuel. What if the husband comes home from the office and she says tmei ani? That's not shabi anafshe. That's a dechanem bisur. That's a regular Eidech Nemisim. Can you back out from that with an Amasla? So that was Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and we paskin, Mikra Din, we paskin that you can back out with an Amasla. Some would be Machmir because it was Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Every day they quote some are Machmir. But Mikra Din, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel looked the Benapshei because it was a Machlekes. The top two lines on Chavdei Samen Beis, yeah. So this case of the father saying about Kiddush Tehi Biti, Pashtus is that Amasla should help. Rav Chaim Volozhin has a tshuva like that, and a collection of tshuvas Chutam Shlosh. They have the tshuvas by the three Rashi Yeshiva in Volozhin. So the first section is the only section that people read, the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Second section are the tshuvas by Rav Chaim Volozhin's two sons-in-law, Rav Hillel and Rav Lezer Richa. So hardly anybody ever reads those. Even the first section hardly anybody reads. But they read Rav Chaim Elojin as Chuvas. So in one of the Chuvas he talks about this, and then says, Kedashti is Biti, is he Neman to back out with an Amasna? So he assumes a Dovah Pasha, that yes. So what was the whole issue? What did the rabbi have to write against a Chuva for? If Rav Chaim Elojin has a Chuva. So the whole problem is because the Shev Shmaitzer quotes a Chuvas Aran, who makes problems. So the Chuvas Aran says that the reason why if two Eidim come and testify, they cannot back out even with an Amasla, is because they testify in the presence of Bezin. If Eid Echad Nema Bisurim would testify in the presence of Bezin, he wouldn't be able to back out either. If Yishavi Anachshi would say in front of Bezin, Kidashtech, he wouldn't be able to back out with an Amasla either. Whenever you say in front of Bezin, he can't back out. So that's a Mechudish Dika Chuvas Aran. Rav Chaim Balozhina was not aware of that Chuvas Aran. So in his tshuva, the Chutam Shulish, he writes against it. He assumes that David Pasha, the person made a Shavi Anafshe, even in the front of Bezni, he can back out. So this Maisa Shahaya, the husband was a wise guy. He went to the Bezdin in Montreal, I think it was. He went to the Bezdin in Montreal, and when they were convened, so he told them, Kidashti is Biti, and I'm not going to tell you who the chassan is until the wife is Michael on all of her alimony money. So that was the whole issue, was because of that Shuvah Saran. If not for the Shev Shmaitzer, no one would have brought up that Shuvah Saran. But a lot of people love Shev Shmaitzer, so they know that Shuvah Saran. So that was the issue. Yeah.
What does it mean for the father, Shavi
Anashi,
to the
Pasuk says, "Is bita nisakalish hazeh." We stretch a little bit the concept of anafshe, even though Shavi Anafshe is only beno lebiatzmo liatzmo as far as himself. So the Torah stretches it. The father has the manus to say on the daughter. It's an extension of anafshe. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Mother is not a menace to say kiddushte is bita, only the father. Mother doesn't have the ability to mimikadosh the daughter. So only the father has the ability to mimikadosh. He has the manus to say kiddushte is bita.
On a Derabana level, would that work if the father died? The mother and the brother?
Were
that
married
the daughter of
the Derabana? Yeah,
would there
be an amanus on the part of the mother to say Kadashi is beating? I don't think so. I don't think so. What?
She can be the mother anyway. Or unless
she's got them. Okay. No, I don't think so. The amanus is only on the father. Yeah.
Is there an issue on the chassan to marry her? Only on her to marry the chassan? Shabi Anafshi is only.
Only on her, yeah. Shavu Nafshi is only on that person, yeah. Whoever's going to marry is going to be in violation of Lifni, but the Sita Michshol, because the other party has a Shavu Nafshi. But there's no Issa per se on the other person, only on Nafshi. Benola ben Atzma le Atzma. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav Elozar said it in, Hamid Pesel Basuch Masosi, Nemela Oisra Olav, even though it's only a Safek. The Gemara says, My Kamashmalon isn't Tanina, isn't in a Mishnah. He say Shavu Anafshe Chaticha Yisura. So really, it is a chiddush that over here it's only b'Torah Sofik. Somehow the Gemara assumes that that's not such a chiddush. The Gemara says Ma'u D'Teima, that it's the first time he was with a girl. How does he know what Pesach Sosim? I would have thought that he does know what he's talking about. So Kamash Merab Lozer, that he does know what he's talking about. So then the Gemara has a stir. Mi Omer Rab Lozer Hachi. Is this true? The Rav Lozer says, the husband says, Pesach Asul Matzasi, Nemada Yisrael, V'homer Rav Lozer, Einish and Naseris Abayla, Ela Aliske, Kinoi Ustira. What does that mean? It means that there's an Issa Yichud. There is an Issa Yichud. The Gemara says, Dene Kedushin, Yid is there Isahi. The Gemara knows an Afim Apostle. The Rambam seems to have understood the Gemara that it's only a Rasmachta, Yichud is only the Rabbaruch. I think Mar said Yichud Deraisa means no, it means it has an Asmachta and a Chumash. Whatever it is, there is an Issa Yichud. So let's say an Eshes Ish violates a din of Yichud. Do you say it's a Suffolk Zinso, she Asua Abaylo? So we say no, Malkem Ala Yichud, Beinoisim Ala Yichud. The Gemara has all the dinim of Yichud, the end of Masechus Kiddushin. So the Gemara says if a person violates Yichud sometimes, not all the time, sometimes you give Makas Mardis. You don't give Malkus Deraisa, there's no love, no Furish in the Pasuk. It may even be that it's only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, but you give Makas Mardis, the one who violates Yichud, depending on the situation. The Gemara says, sometimes you don't. So Malkim, Mala Yichud, you give Makas Mardis, Veinoisim Mala Yichud. It's not even considered a Sufik whether Deish Ish was zinsa anav, we assume she's not zinsa. But what if there is kinui ustira? First, the husband was masra his wife. Al tistra imishpleni, because he's choshed of his nus. And then there was stira, we explained that stira is not identical with yichud. Sometimes it's different. Lahakal lahachmed, Abdei Neza has in children. It's not always the same. So if there was kinui, machakach stira, then oisrim. If you have kinyan stira, that's a saita suffix. Then the woman is asura labailo until he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the ma'amarim. His mother said it's not Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says the first daf in saita, a husband should be careful not to start up with his wife, not to be masra al tistri mishplaini, because then if she will do stira, there won't be any way to be mata her. After divorce his wife, she'll be asura labailo, there won't be any heta. His man should Beis HaMikdash kayam. Isn't the hate, you want to do kinui, and then she'll do stira, so he'll be able to be mashkar. But his man is the Gemara says, Lalemein Shlid, so you shouldn't want his wife, Al Tistri Mishplani, you'll create an Issa that won't have any way to be matter. So the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Loza say, Pesach Basof Matsosi, Nema Loza, he himself said, the only way to ask him Isha Labaila is if there was kinui a stira. The Gemara says, how does he know? Okay, Maisa Shahaya. Like the story in Tanakh about David HaMelech and Sefer Shmuel. So the Gemara says, V'tizbera, that makes sense. That second member of Rabbi Elazar doesn't make any sense. Maisa Shahaya, Bikini Estira Haya. But Uriah Hachiti warned his wife, don't be nisteris with David HaMelech. He wasn't choshed his wife business. There was no Kini Estira, but Od. Also, the whole memory does make sense. Mi Asruah. David HaMelech married her later on. After Uriah Hachiti was killed in battle, so David HaMelech married her. So how does Rabbi Loza say, Kemaisu Shahoya, just like Maisu Shahoya, it was Kinestira, she became Asura al David, so too the Doris and any other situation. Maisu Shahoya, there wasn't a Kinestira, and she did marry David, she wasn't Asur. So the Mahola Kasha, oh, come on, no, you have to read Rabbi Loza like this. And Isha Neseris al Baila el Aliski Kinestira, me Maisu Shahoya, not Kim Maisu Shahoya, not that you learn out from that story. At any other time, the Doris, any other time, this Kina Stira, she's Asura. No, we know in Fakir Nimai Sushoi, that there was no Kina Yastira, and therefore, Lo Yitzura, she was not Asura to her husband, not Asura to David. So, therefore, whenever there's no Kina Yastira, she's Materis. Fregma, Mikoma, Kom Kashe, but it still doesn't make any sense. Kina Stira, Ed Pesel, Pasuach, Loi? No. What does the Gemara say? El hola kasha achikam again. Achikam ein isha neseres abayla el alis kekini estira mi maisa shoy not kim maisa shoya maisa shoy. There was no kini estira. From the maisa shoya we can establish this din that since the lohavi kini estira velo yitzura, since there was no kini estira she was muteret shoy. So now the Gemara says, so now we made sense out of Rabbi Loza's second statement. So now we have a contradiction. The first member of Rabbi Loza was, if the husband says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Nemalo Oisrael, but the second statement was Inisha Naseres, Ela Riske Kinya Estir. So here, by Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, there wasn't a Kinya Estir. The Gemara says, okay, Mikal Makam Kasha, Kinya Estir and Pesach Pasuch Los, Loi. Now you have a contradiction between the two members of Rabbi Loza. First, the Gemara thought maybe the second member of the Tisbara doesn't make any sense. Maybe you have to cross it out. Maybe it's a mistake. The Gemara said, no, they knocked sense into the second member. So now you have a contradiction. Rabbi Loza contradicts himself. The Gemara says, "Velita meich." You think that that's a kasha? The second member of Rabbi Loza can be taken so literally. Einishan and Saras al aliski kinister. Velita meich. You think that's what the second member of Rabbi Loza said? Kinister and edim loy. And if what if witnesses testify that the woman was mizana? Of course she becomes asura. That's the pasuk. Kimotza bo ervas dover. And Dover Dover me mama, just like it says by Mammon. Al Pishne Edim Al Pishloish Edim Yakum Dover. You need two Edim by Mammon, and so too Matzaba Erva's Dover. The husband ascertained based on two Edim that the wife was Mazana. So she does become Asur. So you can't say El Aliski Kinestira, period. Kinestira, you're going to say Edim, no. Elochikam, Enisha Neseres Al Baila Beid Echod. El Abishne Edim. In order to ask Enisha Le Baila to Dover Shibiyavi, you need two Edim. Eid Echod is not believed. But if you have kinu estira, first you had kinu, then you had stira, then Eidechot testifies I was in the room, and she was zinsa with the man that the husband was choshed her with. So the Gemara says, it's a raglayim ledavar. So the pasuk tells us, Eid Echad is Neman. Gemara says there are three cases where Iker Adin should really have required two kosher Eidim, and the Halacha bends over backwards and says Eid Echad is Neman. This is one of them. Eid Echad is not Neman to say Zinsa. What's whatever is Dava 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 Mimamit. But if it's after Kini and Stira, and he says, and that Stira, I was there in the room, and she was in, so then Eid Echad is Neman. He's not Neman to give her Skila, not Neman to give her Adoyin Ashmisa, but he's Neman La'oiso Abayla. What are the other two cases where Eid Echad should not have been Neman, but he is Neman? So another case is only with the Rabbanon, Eid Echad says, Meiz Bailo, Mikra Din the Rice and eat two Eidim. And with the Rabbanon, they made a Takana. When the Romans were making all the pogroms, they were killing all the Jews. They were putting people in dungeons and they were starving them out, starving them to death. And they would be lucky if there would be an Eid Echad to be Mata the wife. So the Tanoim at that time established the principle Midi Rabbanan, Eid Echad is Nema. How can you have Midi Rabbanan? That's a major problem. If Minatari need to aid him, and Yeshkach Be'achachamim Lakadar Minatari B'Shei Be'altasib, and Yeshkach Be'acham Lakadar Minatari B'Kumbi Aseh, Rabbanan have no authority to allow a woman, to allow a person to violate an Avera. The Kumbi Aseh, here they're going to say, Eid Echad is Nema, B'Meis Baila, we permit the woman to remarry, and there's no Isur of Leisinov. So that's a main problem. How does it work? So that's what all the Rishonim work on that. Rashi, and Tosfos, and the Ramban, everybody works on that. In that case, Eid Echad is Neman only Midi Rabbanan. By Meis Baila is Midi Rabbanan. This case, if the Kinis Tir, Eid Echad is Neman Min HaTor, it should have required two Eidim. They say Eid Echad is Neman. What's the third case? Where Eid Echad is Neman, it really should have required two Eidim, but it's a special, Xeris HaKosiv, Derais Eid Echad is Neman. By Reisi HaHoreg, it says in the Chumash, if you find Kimatzichalot Ba'adama, you find a person murdered in Eretz Yisrael Ba'adama. You find an Eretz Yisrael measured to the, and you don't know who, don't know the Miko, you don't know who killed him. So you're dealing with an issue of Din and Nefashis. Din and Nefashis, you need two kosher Eidim and a Bez Nochav Gimel. So the Pasuk says, Lanoda Mihiko, so it says you measure to the city, Svivas Acholo, and the city that's closest, we assume the murderer probably came from the city that's closest. Go basakarib, that's a sugi in the second parak in Bava Basra. You don't know. You have a barrel of wine, you don't know whether it came from the Trefa winery or from the kosher winery. It has no simanim on the barrel. So the Gemara says, you go basakarib. You go basakarib. Which one is closer? So the one that's closer is Mavarib, based on the Pasuk. Baha Yuira, Krev Alachalol. So they have to, the Bezna in that city has to bring an Egla Rufa. What's the purpose of Egla Rufa? So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim to make pirsum, such a strange mitzvah, it's an unusual mitzvah, make big pirsum to draw attention. So if anybody will know any information about the murder, they'll notify the police, and we hope that this will help the police catch the murderer. So the pasuk says, "Lo nada miyiko," you don't know who killed this cholo. What if it's nada miyiko? What if you have two Aidim who testify that we know who killed him? So then you don't bring an Egla Rufa. So the Gemara understands with the Pasuk, even if you only have Eid Echad, who says, Reisi Ahorid, I know who killed him. So the din is Lo HaYuarfim. So there, Mikra Eidin, you really should require two Kosher Eidin, because you're dealing with an issue of Dovashab. You're dealing with an issue of Din and Nefashis. The whole purpose of the Egla Rufa is to help out the police, the Rambam says, in order to get more evidence, in order to get more information, to possibly bring to justice the murderer. So these are the three cases that the Gemara singles out. The Ritva says these three cases are singled out. Those learn here every day. You learn Simon Aleph. And Simon Aleph, the Taz, quotes this Ritva. In these three cases only, there's a din of Kol Mokam, Shemina Tor Eid Echad, Hare Kan Shlein. That the Eid Echad shouldn't have been believed, so especially Yetz Menachla, by Meis Baila, it's only Midi Rabbanon. And by these, Lach HaKini Astira, and by Reisi Ahorek, by Egla Rufa, it's Min HaTor that the Eid Echad is believed. And since the halacha should have required shnayim, so it's a chiddush. Eid Echad is neman kishnayim. Kol makom sheminu tor Eid Echad, harei kan shnayim, and therefore it has certain consequences. But Eid Echad will contradict them later. I end up shalachim and makom shnayim. Yeah, I gotta go. Meis Baila. Meis Baila is only midi rabbanon. Two amina tor Eid Echad is neman, and Meis Baila is midi rabbanon. Okay, so we'll leave off in the middle of a sentence. Yeah. I doubt that I'll be able to come back to say Shia today, but if I will be able to, so I'll call on the phone. Okay. Probably will not be another Shia today.